I just wanted to sort of sharpen the question. I feel, although it's impossible to sharpen any question coming from Emily, but nonetheless, throw it back again. It seems to me that if you say you're putting the interests of people in Hong Kong at the top, then the problem, which Zhang Yongxing has even pointed out, that the chief executive lacks public support, is a serious problem. We seem to have a government-run crisis now in Hong Kong. We go from crisis to crisis. Maybe I'm the only outsider here. I'm not involved in government at all. But sitting out in Sha Tin, where I live, all I see is crisis. Even here, one of our crises walking across the room now. It's a government-run crisis. And it seems to me, if anything, the chief executive may well be above the political fray, but he's stuck. He's stuck above the political fray. He can't get into it. And so it seems to me, if your broad general response to Emily that the government as opposed to parties is looking out for the public interest, the public interest seems to shout very loud here that we need a leader at the top who has public support. And I think my second order question, that even once we nominate freely from among parties and otherwise candidates, that a runoff election so that somebody actually gets 50% of the vote would even be something you have to look very seriously at. But we haven't even got past my first order issues yet, and that is whether you'll let someone who can really appeal to the people of Hong Kong and represent the people of Hong Kong become the chief executive.